3 easy steps to adding a tweetable to your blog post without a plugin. Hello and welcome to the Business of Self-Publishing podcast, episode number 72. Thank you for joining me for the Business of Self-Publishing podcast. I'm Joseph C. Kunz. This podcast is an insider's guide where I share with you my self-publishing experiences and hopefully give you the tools and insight to become a financially successful and happy self-publisher. Three easy steps to adding a tweetable to your blog post without a plugin. I just recently learned about tweetables. I've seen them before, but I didn't know much about them. So my first step was to research what they're about and how to use them. And since I use WordPress to manage my blog, my second step was to find a plugin that would help make a tweetable. But when I tried to add the most popular plugins for this, none of them would work with my WordPress theme. So I did some more research, took a bunch of notes, and figured out how to create them without using a plugin. I've been able to reduce the process down to 3 fast, easy, and free steps. Here are 3 simple steps that I follow in order to create and embed a tweetable quote into my blog. Now, if you're reading along on my blog post as you listen to this podcast, you'll see that I have actual screenshots of each of the steps that I took from my computer screen, so it'll be easier for you to follow along. Step number 1, open bit.ly.com. This is where you'll place the full link of your blog post into Bitly, which will create something called a bit link. It will dramatically shorten your post URL to make it easier to share. Step number 2, open clicktotweet.com. Now click on the button near the top, basic link, and paste the following items that I'm going to give you right now into the text box on the click to tweet page. Item number 1, add the quotation. In my case, it is, book sell sheets are an essential and integral part of a book's marketing publicity plans, period. Item number 2, paste the shortened bit.ly version, the bit link, of the link address of your post into the box after your quote. Item number 3, add your Twitter screen name. In my case, it's at J.C. Kunz Jr. Item number 4, add hashtags if there's any room left. But remember, Twitter has 140 character and spaces limit. But if there's room, I add typically 1 or 2 hashtags. The first one is hashtag self-publishing. Second one is hashtag book marketing. My blog post, you'll see a completed example of these 4 items. It simply says, niche and micro-niche marketing are essential and powerful ingredients for the success of your book, period, space. I add the shortened HTML address, the bit link, space, my Twitter screen name, at J.C. Kunz Jr. Now that's done. Go to number 5. On the click to tweet page, you'll see right below what you just typed, there's a box. You uncheck the box to prove that you're human, then click the button that says generate new link. When you do this, it'll give you another very short HTML web address. Step number 3, place the tweetable into your blog post. Take the HTML code that Click to Tweet gives you and paste into your blog post in the appropriate place. Now again, if you're following along on the blog post, I give you the My Actual Tweetable, and you can simply cut and paste your new information into what I have on my blog post. Obviously, you'll put in your own quote, you'll replace my HTML with yours. And there's some extra information on there for you to make it a little bit nicer. I also have a screenshot of my WordPress page where I actually put the tweetable in, so you can see what it should look like in order to work on your WordPress site. Okay, that pretty much does it. That wasn't so bad, was it? After you do it a few times, you'll be able to do this very fast. If your WordPress theme accepts the plugins to help you create tweetables, it'll be even faster and easier. But if it doesn't, or you're trying to minimize the number of plugins running on your blog, my process is definitely for you. I hope you found this helpful. If you find any mistakes or something is not clear as it needs to be, please let me know. Thank you very much for listening. Visit my blog, kunzonpublishing.com, where you can read the full text of this podcast and read lots of great info about self-publishing. And please keep your email questions and comments coming. Thank you and good luck.